We're all familiar with the interview of the dishonest accountant, where the person looking for someone to steal money with them asks them the simple question, what's 2 plus 2? And everyone that answers 4 is not hired, but the person that answers, what do you want 2 plus 2 to be, is the one who's hired. Because they're deceptive, because they're open to fooling other people. And sometimes it's very easy to see that and to laugh. Dishonesty from afar. But in a serious way, when we are dishonest to ourselves, it is easier for us to fool ourselves than to fool others. When I was growing up, one teacher told us, if you want to find out who you love, pay more attention to your choices than to your feelings. And as an example, because I was a very young child, at the time the teacher goes, you say you love your parents and you have these wonderful feelings. I love mama, I love tato, I love my aunt, my dog, my horse. Beautiful feelings. But then, when there is a difficult choice, please go to sleep. Please do your homework. Don't hit your brother with that stick. Don't trip. Then we are faced with the reality of love, and we choose sometimes things that do not express the love we have for others, but rather the selfish self-centeredness that we often want more than the love and the affection of others. So when you think about your own feelings, ask yourself, do my choices reflect the good feelings I have towards my family, towards my friends, my spouse, my children, my grandchildren? Or does my selfishness trump my feelings? Often grandparents, to seek the affection of their grandchildren, will not tell them the gospel truth that sometimes they have made the wrong choice in their life. And they will say, well, as long as my grandchild is happy, it doesn't matter to me how they live their life as much as it matters to me that I have their affection. And also, those of you who are younger, when you have friends, it's a very difficult thing to tell your friend they are doing something wrong. And most of us, most of the time, will remain silent. But sometimes, isn't it a better friend who risks the loss of a friendship to tell their friend, I think what you are doing will hurt you in the long run, and the choices you are making are very poor. So when you think you are a loving person, as most of us think we are, try to be honest, not like the dishonest accounting making illusion of your life, but ask yourself, I have good feelings. Do my choices match those good feelings? Do I obey my parents? Do I respect my spouse? Do I worship my God? Do I care for the strangers? Or do I simply have good feelings and I am satisfied with the illusion that I'm a loving person just because I feel it, not because I choose it? Slava Yisus Hristos.